Tax abatements have been a high-profile issue this year. Basically, those are tax breaks offered to encourage large companies to come to Dayton and provide jobs. Take GE, for example. To get GE to come to Dayton, the city offered to waive property taxes for 15 years. The downside is the school district, which relies on property taxes, won't be seeing that money anytime soon. Candidates for Dayton City Commission have a range of opinions on offering tax deals like this in the future. Jeremy Kelly has been covering the City Commission race for the Dayton Daily News.
Mark Manovich has come out against what he calls targeted tax abatements like this particular one for a single company. On the other hand, William Pace is on record saying we need to do anything we can do to get more businesses to town, and if that means tax abatements, so be it. The incumbents took a little more middle-of-the-road approach, saying the system is not great, the tax abatement system, but sometimes you have to do what you can to play the game and to get a company like that to come.
While opinions are varied on tax breaks for corporations, only one candidate, incumbent Dean Lovelace, is willing to raise taxes on Dayton residents. He supports a 0.25% increase. Each of the four candidates has a website with their full platform. You can find links at wyso.org. For WISO, I'm Sarah Buckingham.